It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Mike James here. And if he's here, we've got to be talking about the Helper Outlaw Car Show and the cruise that's going on starting tonight and will trickle into Saturday with the big car show. Always a lot of fun. Everybody knows that if it's Labor Day weekend, there's going to be a car show in Helper. Mike, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
So let's dive right in and talk about this. The 37th annual Helper Outlaw Car Show, and it means a lot to a lot of people, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I've watched kids grow up that used to bring models now that are there with real cars, you know, and they've got their kids doing models.
It's just, that's the greatest thing to see that, and just that it just runs in a cycle. And you always have a great time with these. It's, of course, presented by the Butch Cassidy Gang Car Club, and it's a lot of fun. And everything gets started tonight at the Helper City Park. Let's talk about that.
Tonight it'll be at the Main Street Park there on Main Street. We start our cruise, and we have a poker walk. You get to go into the different stores and get a card and then come back. And whoever wins is going to get some pretty unique prizes. Actually, we're going to have first, second, third prize for the poker walk this year, which we've never had before.
And then everybody will climb in their cars and go for the cruise?
The poker walk will be after the cruise.
After the cruise.
Yeah, we'll cruise around probably Springland, go up to Kenilworth and look around, and then come back to the park. And I'll have a DJ there in the park. He'll be playing music.
How many folks do you usually have on average every year that come to this as far as bringing cars and having a good time with you?
Well, probably last year we had 160 cars, and we had a lot of cars from Colorado, one from Arizona. Actually, the Colorado and the Arizona car are coming back this year.
So they'll be around, and you guys will take that nice cruise, leisurely cruise, really, Springland all the way up to Kenilworth, and look at, it's a beautiful area up there, it really is, and then come back down, and then you'll meet at the park and have the walk, the poker walk?
Yeah, we'll have the poker walk after that, and sit around and talk, you know, and pre-register cars if somebody wants to register before the morning of the car show. We'll register them tonight.
And that's the thing about car shows and that group, is it almost turns into kind of a family reunion, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's just family. And, you know, I've met them guys from Colorado. One guy, when we did the first car show, and he's been back to everyone.
And then things get started early on Saturday morning, I guess, if you can call 10 o'clock early. Are you registering so they need to show up a little earlier than 10, or is that when you're going to start registering cars?
No, we'll start registering probably around 8.
About 8 o'clock, so get up there. Because you got to get up there and get a prime spot in the park, right?
Yeah. And one thing about Helper Park, I've been to a lot of parks, done a lot of car shows over the states, and Helper's got the best trees in it for a park. And anybody that's been to a bunch of car shows that comes down from up north will tell you that.
So get there about 8 o'clock. They'll start registering you. You can get all signed up and set and ready to roll. And then they'll open the car show at about 10 and go through the rest of the day. And the great thing about this is if you're going to bring the whole family, there's plenty of things for the whole family to do up there, isn't it?
Yes, there is free swimming. You can go over the pool and swim for a while and do what you want over there. You know, it's going to be a good time, you know, for everybody. We'll have T-shirts for sale, and our award jugs, they're outstanding. They're moonshine jugs, and they're made right in Helper, and they're really cool.
And the other thing that you were talking about, and let's discuss that for just a moment, is every year that I've been talking to you about it, you guys do an old fridge. And you paint it up and fix it up and make it look all beautiful. And you've got those this year again, don't you?
Yeah, we have one that we're calling the Helper Heritage Fridge. It's really a fridge. My buddy airbrushed all three sides. It's probably got $1,500 paint job on it. And we're going to auction it. And then we have two that we're going to raffle off. One that has the Rat Fink on it, and he's holding a pick with a miner's hat on. We're calling him Cole Fink.
And here's the thing about these fridges. They are, I would say, the ultimate garage fridge, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
You would be proud to put one of these in your garage if you had one. Some people may be proud to put them right in their kitchen, I would think, even. They are that beautiful.
Yeah, and this year was pretty much a coal miner's theme. Our jugs have Big John on them and that, you know. So last year we had a steam engine, so this year we had the coal miner. So we're trying to hit every avenue, you know, what brought us here.
All right. So once again, this weekend, starting tonight, it's the 37th annual Helper Outlaw Car Show and Cruise. Going on tonight, we've got the big cruise. You'll start there at Main Street Park. You'll go on the cruise and then come back for a poker walk. And then the car show itself will be Saturday from 10 to 5. If you want to be a part of it and register, you can always show up a little early. They're saying like 8 o'clock and get registered. If anybody has any questions, Mike, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call me at my telephone. That's 435-820-8320.
All right. Looking forward to another great weekend. So if you see all the older cars driving around, now you'll know why. It's the Helper Outlaw Car Show and Cruise going on this weekend up there in Helper. Mike, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, and thank Castle Country Radio for giving me the time.
Anytime you want to talk about it, we're good to do this. This is fun stuff. All right, so for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.